So, as you, you were working there, did you ever see, say like a company newspaper or things like that? I mean, I know that you mentioned a union newspaper.
Yeah, well, they had union, but I don't think they had, I think they had a shop paper, mm-hmm. You know, different things have happened, you know, doing the shop is nothing. Well, mostly like if anybody was going someplace or they'd been on a vacation or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they had those papers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'd have a paper come out, I guess, maybe once a month or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were there any special services at North American for the workers?
Well, no. No, I can't recall.
Did they have any special eating facilities or anything?
Oh, we had, I don't know whether we ate at our benches or not. They had, I think it was a certain spot that, you know, we could eat. They had tables and chairs, and I think they had one outside, because a lot of them used to go outdoors to eat, and they had like a canopy over it, and the tables and settees there, and so people would eat out there. And if those that wanted to eat inside, they could eat inside. But in the warm weather, they'd eat outdoors. Yeah.
I've heard that at some of the air test plants, they had entertainers or people come by the plants, movie stars or singers or whatever.
Oh, yeah, well,
play
right.
Play at noontime or whatever. And I was wondering if you'd ever heard of anything like that at North.
I think they had a few times, but I don't know whether I went to them or not.
Mm-hmm.
I know up at, when I worked up at the camp, up at Camp Answer, we'd have shows, maybe about every week or so.
Mm-hmm.
On the weekend, they'd have shows.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about the only one that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they had them, and I didn't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm. To get to North America, how did you travel there?
Oh, I went with my brother. Yeah.
Did he ever have any trouble, or did you ever have anything around gas rations, or things like that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So you seem to be doing okay.
Yeah, okay.
Did was there a women's counselor? I know some of the plants had women who were helped women with their problems around child care, or if they had any special things.
No.
When you were working there, on the inside, you had mentioned, I remember when you talked about the steel mill, and you talked about it being very cold.
Yeah.
What was it, you mentioned how big it is in North America.
Yeah.
You could get lost.
Yeah.
Inside. Did they have, how was it in terms of like heating and
light? Oh, it's very comfortable.
Like
very nice. Uh-huh. It's for such a big place, it was kept very nice. We never complained about the cold. Of course, the weather here was much better and nicer than back east.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was very comfortable there. Mm-hmm.
Was, things like safety, what kinds of things seem to be the biggest safety problems?
Of course, you had to have safety things on the machines, you know, safety guards. And so you wouldn't hurt your fingers or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's about all.
Mm-hmm. Did the lighting?
Of course, you'd have to be watch out for everything, and if you didn't watch out and take care, you could have accidents. But I never heard of any accidents really up there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was it noisy?
Not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like the shipyard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the shipyard was deafening because it's banging all the time, you know, and everything. No, it was very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, outside now, it might have been noisy when the hammer or anything But in the plant, it was very quiet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you get to know the people you were working with?
Oh yeah, I got to know them, but I mean that we never had no social dealings or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We were just there to work and everything. But we never went out anywhere, unless they did, but I didn't. I had my children to think of, so mm-hmm. I never went anywhere. The only time we'd go, we'd probably go down to the beach or something, or some night we'd go to the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, outside of that, I stuck at home.
So with your, at that time, you're working in day shift, how did that change your daily schedule?
Well, not too bad. As I say, what I had to do, my housework or anything, I'd have to do it at night,
mm-hmm.
or on Saturdays,
mm-hmm.
see, but outside of that, it didn't bother me any.
Mm-hmm.
My only thought was about, you know, the kids getting to school and everything, so, but we had to do the best I could.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'd go down to my brother's, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, they managed. We took care of each other, and so it was all right. And then I had one of the neighbors who kind of watch out for them, you know, while I was working.
Did you hear of any of the, I know in Los Angeles they had child care programs or child care centers?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they may have had them, but I didn't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did, with the work at North American, was that physically very tiring? Or?
No, I don't think so. No, not any worse than any other jobs. I've had other jobs more tiring than that was.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, standing up all day gets kind of tiresome, but you get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, sometimes I'd sit down and other times I'd stand up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I have to get used to it. It's like anything else. You got to get used to the thing, you know.
Yeah. How did you feel about your work then? About the work you were doing?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked it. It was something different.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were you aware of, in terms of, how much was the war a part of your life at that time, do you know what I'm saying? Was it something that was happening?
Yeah,
somewhere?
But I had, brother was in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
My son was in the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
And,
during World War II, you had a brother in there? Did that affect you at all while you were at work?
Oh, yeah, of course. I never knew what might happen or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And but he came home safe. And then my oldest brother, he was in the Navy. He was in there for 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he's home now, but he's very sick. He's on a dialysis machine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been on that now for about 6 years or more. And I saw him when I went home, and he looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you never know.
But during the
war was a terrible thing, you know. And,
was the plant at North American camouflage at all?
No,
mm-hmm.
no. Now, Douglas was,
mm-hmm.
but North American was. It was such a big place, I suppose they couldn't do it.
Hard to hide
things
like this.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever worry about being attacked or having...
No,
mm-hmm.
no. I figured if you're going to... Anything happens, it's going to happen, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
See? So I've always had that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The same as my son. He's scared to death of hurricanes. I said, well, the hurricane comes, it comes. You can't stop it. If it's your time to go, you're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't let any of that worry me
because
it doesn't do any good.
Mm-hmm. So in the war, did you just sort of feel more like, in what ways did that affect your work?
Well, I didn't seem to affect my work any. Mm-hmm. No, I was there to do a job, mm-hmm. and that was it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did the company talk much about how the planes were being used or talk up the war?
No. They just kept that to themselves. Of course, they may have had meetings with, the big shots and all that, but for the help, we were there to work, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, I was wondering if they tried to do a big thing with the people in the plant about it being for the war.
Oh, I guess once in a while they probably mentioned that, they had to get it out such a time and everything because they were needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you buy war bonds or any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I to tell you, the first ones I bought from Una Merkel. Mm-hmm. She was in Boston. And I happened to go in there and I talked with her and I bought two bonds from her. Mm-hmm. And I told her I was going to give them to my son. He was in the hospital. And from then on, we were friends for years and I lost track of her. She wrote to me last, and I didn't answer it because I've been moving back and forth and everything. And I've been trying to get in touch with her, and nobody seems to know where she is. Mm-hmm. But she gave me an address any time that I wanted to get in touch with her to write to New York. But that's been so long ago, I don't know whether her agent is still there or not. Yeah, so I might.
But, you were working there in about 44.
Yeah.
Were there any signs that the war was winding down?
Well, no, it seemed to be the same,
So everything just went on?
Yeah.
And did you expect to work there? When you thought about working there, what were your expectations about that job?
Well, nothing because I was there to work, mm-hmm. and I did as they told me to do, mm-hmm. and I figured, well, if I'm helping out anyway, I was happy.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
I was happy that I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
When the war was starting, after the victory in Europe, did you hear anything about what might happen to jobs?
Well, no, but everybody had an idea that the war was over.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, we'd be losing our jobs because there was nothing there, for us to do
mm-hmm.
outside of the people that were there before us.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a big layoff, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
All the women got it first,
mm-hmm.
and then the men.
Did you expect then that that would happen even when you first went to work there, or did you think that...
I had an idea that after the war was over, I'd lose my job.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said, well, I have to get something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I stayed there until I was laid off.
When was that about? Do you remember?
Oh, let me see. Well, I was there for 5.5 years. And I went there in 44,
mm-hmm.
so you can figure it up, yeah.
So you stayed at North American actually after the war ended?
Yeah, for a little while, and then we were laid off.
Uh-huh.
See?
So,
They kept us as long as they could,
So it was 1945 that the war ended, right?
Yeah, I guess it was 45,
yeah.
46, something like, I guess it was 45,
yeah.
Yeah,
in August,
yeah.
Yeah. Did many people lose their jobs at that time?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you not get laid off? Were a lot of people say laid off, and you managed to keep your job?
Well, I guess that's the way it was because I know I was there for 5.5 years, or whether it was when I, I stayed there 5.5 years,
mm-hmm.
and then I came back east. I get laid off and everything because my mother and father wasn't very well, so I went home to take care of them,
mm-hmm.
and that was it.
So you kept working at North American after the war?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
for a while, yeah.
Uh-huh. And did they keep you working on the same thing?
Well, I was doing I think that was the other job I was doing. It was probably the same, but I think there was something else that I was doing, but I can't think what it is. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it had something to do with the planes. They still had to have planes anyway, so I was still doing the work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you stayed there the whole time you stayed in California?
Yeah.
And then you, in 1949, you said, or 5.5 years,
maybe
60?
Yeah.
You, did you quit, or did they let you off?
They laid me off. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they laid me off.
Because
it was most all the women went about the same time I did.
Oh, almost all the women about the same time you did.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, why don't we stop for today, and then the next time we can talk to you more about what happened from there, okay?
Okay.